talking, hey, what's on your mind? She's on the inside, she got the scoop on the ones to watch, on the ones that's hot. No one can do it quite like Caroline. Caroline. No one can do it quite like Caroline. It's time for Caroline.
My two favorite twins are back to my influencer series. Megan and Liz are joining me today, and I love them. They are the brightest lights. They are so pure-hearted. They have so much going on. They're incredible influencers, and they're just talking all about how they do what they do, and they have great advice. So get excited. Here are Megan and Liz. Okay. Hi, ladies.
Hello.
I'm here with my two most favorite twins in the world in our most favorite store to shop together.
Yes.
Lizard Thicket, Green Hills. And come over here real fast. And really fast.
Come on,
we have to have the Anne, the owner, make a quick cameo.
Yes,
she's the real rock star. This is Anne.
Hi.
Anne Stanford.
Hi.
Stanford.
Yeah, Stanford.
Okay, and she has the cutest clothes ever. We're dressed in Lizard Thicket.
Skirt,
we love it. In the Green Hills location, so all y'all listening, get your booties over here and see Anne.
Yes.
Tell them we sent you and you get how much percent off?
20.
20% off! If you come tell Anne that Megan, Liz, and Caroline sent you 20% off in the Green Hills Lizard Thicket.
Sounds good to me.
It's like Woo! Christmas.
Thank you for coming, y'all. I really appreciate it.
Well, we love it.
Knock yourselves out.
Woo! Okay. So we're knocking ourselves out. So, guys, talk to me. I already interviewed y'all once, and it was the best interview because you two are the most positive people that ever existed. We were actually talking about that earlier, saying like, oh, I feel like my juju's off just a little bit. Because if you don't keep up the positive thinking, it really can send you down a negative.
Yeah,
it does. Tell me what's going on. Like, why are we stressing out? Because there's not anything big happening in y'all's life these days. Your life as a one and then twins, everything that happens to one happens to both, right?
Yeah. Yes, yes. Yeah. I mean, it's just, I feel like I woke up the other day and like I was like posting about like the Sunday scaries.
Yes, yeah. Explain to me that, because it's just like starting the new week.
Yeah, it's just like, and I feel like, and a lot of people actually replied to it and they were like, oh my gosh, like I totally relate to this. It's like, it's almost like when you have a week full of stuff that even if it's great, it's just like you're expecting it to go one way. You're like, oh my gosh, how is this going to happen? Like,
for some reason, when anything positive happens, like most people's brains, I feel like, tend to think of the worst possible thing that could happen in the positive. And like, why is that?
Because we're scared to lose it?
Maybe. Yeah.
It's like, this is so great. Now I'm going to freak out that I lose it. I actually read in like The Secret or one of those books that a lot of people who build really huge empires also lose them, because when you have nothing to lose, it's easy to build something.
Yeah.
But then once you get it, you're like, oh my gosh, I got it. And then you're so scared to lose it that you lose it all because you start thinking about losing it.
Yeah.
Do you think that's how that could happen?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Definitely. Yeah. But then I also like, I read something like, it wasn't The Secret, but it was something like that, that like, it was a quote that was like, people dress rehearse tragedy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, break that down.
So basically it just, I mean, I shared that with you too, that like, basically it's just like you play up like, oh, well, if I lose this, then, you know, it won't be that hard because I've already thought about it.
You try and like soften the blow for yourself.
But that doesn't work because it never happens.
And it never happens. And then when something bad actually does happen, like, you never saw it coming.
Yeah.
And you didn't have time to dress rehearse it. So it's like it's a waste of time.
Because the things that you think about are actually never the things that are going to happen. It's going, because it's all make-believe.
Yep.
So you're just making something up. But really, like you said, it's going to be something totally different that you couldn't even expect.
Yeah.
So why waste your time thinking negative thoughts?
Yep. Exactly.
Right! Okay!
Yeah.
I love this.
Yeah.
We just solved everyone's problems in the world.
Yes. There you go.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
So this whole series, this influencer series, I started because I've gotten to fall into this incredible group of girls with you guys, and there's like, I don't know, 10, how many are there? Like 10 people that we talk to on a regular basis.
Yeah.
But people are always coming in and out.
Yeah.
And it's this awesome group of influencers.
Yeah.
And everybody wants to know what an influencer is. So basically, what is an influencer to you guys? And how do you do this? And what is how do you get started as an influencer?
I feel like everybody's definition of an influencer is a little bit different depending on like what you feel like your strengths are, because for us, I feel like the way we influence our audience is through music, but also through positivity and positive body image and, you know, just being the best version of yourself and just that you know, being yourself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's what...
Do you think that's what people latch on to?
I do. I really do. I think people like to see people being themselves.
Yeah. And totally. Also, like, I feel like every influencer has something that, like, is totally their own, mm-hmm. you know? Like, it's like, there are so many beautiful women in this world, and they all, like, should get, like, a million likes on Instagram. Yeah. But, like, the difference is, like, you know, like, we have our music. You know what I mean? Like, that's something that we're so passionate about. And we're, like, you know, we pour ourselves into. Yeah. And then that's what people, they want to see us succeed in the music. And then it's, like, you know, like, other ladies in the group have, like, they talk about their kids and, like, their yeah. kids' lives and, like, how that. And so they want to see their kids succeed. They want to see their, you know, all of that. So it's, like, we all have our different things. And I feel like that's really important.
Little areas.
Yeah.
How do you guys like to get your product out there? Not product, what would it be, like, your post out there? Do you like to do it through Instagram? Do you like to do it through YouTube? Are you bloggers? How do you like, or is it all of it? How do y'all like to, is it through your music? How do people get your stuff? Like, how do you reach people the most?
I feel like it's like a little bit of everything. It kind of depends on like what the content we're putting out is. Like, if it's like a music video, obviously it'll live on YouTube. But if I could feel like pouring my heart and soul out in a blog about, you know, a terrible week I had and how I grew from it, I'm going to type out a blog post and put it on our website. So it's like, it just really depends on what's going on in our lives, I feel like.
Is everything attached to your website? Can you get to everywhere from your website? So that's just MeganandLiz.com.
Yep.
Sure is.
And that can take you to YouTube. That can take you to your music. So this is where you go for everything, y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, basically. I mean, it just links to everything.
Yeah.
I mean,
all of our socials, you can get there through that.
And we have, like, content that lives there, like the blogs, too. So,
So my question is, if you are talking to, like, new girls or new people who are wanting to get into, what would your first steps be? Like, what would you say definitely do if you want to get into an influencer world and definitely do not do?
I actually had a conversation with somebody, like, on the phone. Yeah, it was a guy, which, like, interesting enough, like,
guys can be influencers too. Yeah, it's not just limited to girls.
Same advice applies, but, like, when I was, like, talking to him, like, at first I was like, I don't know what to tell him, like, I don't know what to do. But as I was talking to him, I was like, you know what?
Yeah.
Actually, the biggest thing that he thought was really helpful was asking. And actually, so, like, there's another influencer named Alexis Teichmiller. Do you know who that is?
No.
So
she's awesome too. Yeah.
Okay. She's awesome. Literally, but she is the one.
Alexis
Teichmiller.
Teichmiller.
Okay. Yeah. So she runs the Laptop Lifestyle. It's really awesome. But anyways, so she literally told me one time, we were sitting at coffee, and she's like, yeah, no, I just ask. Like,
you can't be afraid to ask.
Yeah, like, if you want to work with a brand, even if you have no following, you DM them and say, hey, listen, like, I can style your product really great, and I can get you a great photo, then, like, 9 times out of 10, like, a brand will be like, why not?
We'll send you
so
something.
So how do you ask? Yeah. Like, say you want to phrase it. Say you don't have a lot of followers, but you want to do something. How would you put that in a DM? Like, what would you say exactly?
You just kind of say what you can offer, you know? Mm-hmm. You say, hey, like,
so you don't say, I just want to work together. You say, no. I can offer you.
Yeah.
Because you need to offer them something. What are the things, like, I can offer you a great, like that, even just a
great
picture.
Content.
A great
exchange for, I mean, obviously in the beginning, like, it's just free product, but, like, that's what's going to help you build. And if they like the picture that you took, they're going to repost it, and that's going to help you get your followers.
Yeah. Oh, so instead of just saying, like, that's a great way to partner, because you're offering a picture, and they need that for their digital stuff. Yeah. So it's actually a win-win. Instead of having to go pay for that.
Yeah.
And hire models.
Yeah.
You're doing it. Okay. Yeah. So that's just asking and not being too scared to ask.
Yeah. And I mean, and that's been a huge thing for us that in the past year, I feel like
we've stopped being afraid to ask.
Yeah.
Yes. Because the worst thing they can say is no, or they won't answer.
And right. Who cares?
And then you're in the same spot that you were. Yeah. So it's like, who cares?
And the best thing they can say is yes, and you'll figure out a way to work together.
Yeah. Exactly.
And then that leads to, like, other opportunities. You know, like, maybe this time you got a product, but next time they say, oh, great, they gave us a great, you know, exchange.
And their base has grown since then. Like, we can pay them this time.
We'll pay them next time.
Like,
Yeah.
So just ask. Ask everybody and everything, brands you love.
Don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid to just literally slide into their DMs and be like, hey. Yeah.
That is so true, especially with this digital world. I feel like social media is a new way of advertisement.
It totally is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
People believe what everybody is posting about because it's genuine and it's reacting for a reason.
I learn about stuff from
social
media.
Me too.
Yeah, like, I'll look on people's, like, stories and I'm like, oh, man, I want to try that.
Or songs, even, when people post those songs. Like, if three people post the same song, I'm going to go listen to it because I'm like, oh, it must be good.
Yeah.
So what not to do when you are starting and you want to become an influencer? What are like your top no-nos? A lot of the girls are saying do not buy followers. I didn't even know that was really a thing, but like don't buy followers.
I mean, brands do know when you, like they can tell because your like ratio is just like completely off and then you'll get like no comments and then that just is a bad path to go. So don't buy followers.
Yeah.
But I would say the thing I've learned would probably be don't, like, if you admire other influencers, admire them, but don't copy them.
Don't copy them,
Because nobody's going to follow you if you're, like, the other version of so-and-so. People are going to follow you because you're the best version of you. And you have to find your individuality and your originality and what makes you an influencer.
I totally agree with that. Mm-hmm. Because why just be a repeat of something else?
Yeah. Yeah.
Totally.
And also, I'd say don't be too glossy.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Like, I feel like...
Like, you can be glossy on your posts, but keep it real.
Mean?
You know, just like, you know, everything perfectly propped and staged and, you know, but keep it real in your Instagram stories, at least. You have to keep it real somewhere because that's what the audience relates to.
Totally.
They want to see you sitting, you know, on your bed with a face mask on drinking wine before you go to bed talking about, like, something stupid that happened.
Or talking about even, like, a breakout, what you're doing, just to show that you're a real human.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what they relate to. They don't want to relate to the perfect,
like,
Photoshop.
Ideal. Mm-hmm. Especially if you don't have a lot of followers, because then it's just, like, it's like, who do you think you are? You know what I mean? It's like, you are human, like...
Everybody else.
And it's just like, you're not like a perfect glossy like model.
Yeah.
That, like, you know what I mean? It's like, you don't have any followers yet.
So keep it in proportion with where you are too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Like if you all of a sudden get like a million followers, like you guys do on YouTube, y'all have freaking a million YouTube followers. Then that way, like, I mean, you're probably going to do a little more editing than you would if you had.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
I mean,
but you're still keeping it real.
Yeah, all we did really is we kind of just stepped up our equipment game and our lighting because we were like, oh, we've got a million people watching now, so we kind of need
make
to,
it
like,
worth it.
We need to get the lighting a little better, but.
Yeah. Is that intimidating, knowing there's a million eyeballs? Well, I guess 2 million eyeballs, because everyone has 2 eyeballs. Yeah. I'm not just a hat rack.
Oh.
Is that intimidating? That was pretty good, right?
That was good. That was good.
Is it intimidating knowing that there's all those eyeballs watching you?
We're so used to it.
Yeah, and I feel like not all 2 million of the eyeballs are going to click on everything you post. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
And also, too, not all of the 2 million eyeballs might be subscribed to you. A lot of them come from somebody else posting or Facebook or something. So it's like... I don't read the comments anymore.
No.
I just don't because nobody, like, I know who I am. I know who we are. You don't have anything to offer to me, so.
Yeah, if you're going to.
If you're going to be negative.
And if someone's going to really want to reach out to you and work with you, they're going to email you.
Yeah.
And that's, you have an outlet for that.
Yeah.
It's no, all that negative, not that y'all get much negative, I'm sure, because y'all are so sweet.
Oh, we do.
Yeah.
Oh, we do.
But people do like to hate. I remember the first time I ever got, like, a negative email, like, a direct message from someone. I, like, was so hurt by it.
Yeah.
It sticks in your brain.
And then you start second guessing yourself.
Yeah.
And then you just, like you said, you can't, you know who you are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know that your heart's good and you're trying to put up.
Personally.
Right. They don't.
They don't. As much as like you share on your socials, like at the end of the day, like they don't know you personally. They don't know who you are when you're not on your phone. You know? And you just got to keep, you know, knowing who that is.
And they don't know, like, what was going on that day that might have attributed to why you posted something or, like, the way you reacted to something. It's like, all you can do is just be as honest as you can on the internet and hope that people see that.
And it's a whole new world. Like, y'all's generation, especially and younger, they're never going to have grown up without a social media. So it's crazy.
That, like, kind of terrifies me a little bit just because I feel like a lot of kids I'm seeing nowadays, they're, like, missing out on being kids, almost. Like,
they're worried about how many likes they're getting, or
who's
following them, or did they get unfollowed by someone.
Yeah.
I was talking to somebody recently who said that, like, it was, like, somebody in their college. Yeah. You know who it was. Somebody, her sister is in college, like a freshman in college, and she said that girls were literally not paying attention to their classes and not, like, just... They didn't care because they're like, whatever, I'm just going to be an influencer.
Yeah.
Like, people are actually saying that. Like, girls who are, like, 18, 19 are actually, like, throwing away their whole lives because they think they're just going to be a pretty face on Instagram. And it's just like, oh, my gosh.
So,
I'm like,
but tell me a little bit more on that. Yeah. Being an influencer, and this is, I interviewed Ashley Houston and Ashley Wilson yesterday, and they were saying there's so much more work to being an influencer than just being a pretty face. Because tell me all the things that you have to do to run your brand. That actually make, because like people see you guys posting, you're like, oh my gosh, they have the life. And y'all do have an incredible life, but like, it's not that you're not working. So what does it take to be an influencer? Like, what are you guys doing to keep your brand running?
I mean, well, we definitely, you always have to have something other than just your looks fueling your brand.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly.
Totally.
Because
nobody, like, you have to have something, like a blog, a musical outlet.
Some substance.
Like, yes, something. Yeah. Or you be just a great clothes, like, stylist. Right?
Yeah.
And have, like, a great stylist. Outfit style.
Yeah. But, like, on a daily basis, it's like, you can go from, you know, going back and forth, sending edits, like 2 or 3 edits with a brand all day. Like, you have to learn, you know, Final Cut Pro. You have to learn, you know, how to edit your own pictures in Afterlight. Like, they're so,
you have to, like, be really good with brands and be really on top of it. And, like, no brand is the same. So, like, every person you work with is going to have different preferences and different whatever, and you have to be flexible.
And you have to be nice. Otherwise, they're not going to work with you again. Yeah. Like, you have
Which that sounds weird. Like, you have to be nice. But, like, sometimes, like, we've worked with some brands that you're just like, I literally just want to say, like, forget this whole thing, and you're being so dramatic.
Yeah.
But you can't, you know? Like, you have to just keep that relationship good and
be professional.
And then with us, since our music, like, is our, like, main thing, like, what a lot of people don't understand is that we totally fund our own careers, like, at this point in time, you know, like, we pay for all of our own music.
You're saying that y'all paid for your whole album.
Yeah.
The last album you guys made, y'all funded that. You don't have a record label or anything behind you guys.
Yeah.
So you are your own brand.
Yeah.
And
your own record label.
So that's a whole thing that, like,
And that's another scary part of it, too, because you're literally gambling on yourself, which sounds like it would be easy, but
it's hard.
It's really hard.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of money involved.
Yeah.
And that's what it's for an influencer, too. You have to gamble on yourself, and that's, taking a bet on yourself is a lot harder than you'd think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, when it comes down to it, it's,
because you have nobody really else hard to blame if, like, you didn't get that check at the end of the day, and, you know, you're like, well, what am I going to do for money this month? You know what I mean?
But see, like, that's the other thing, though. It's like, you have to budget. You have to, you know, plan out, like, your releases. You have, like, there's just so much to think about in a single release project.
Yeah, whatever that may be.
I think that is such good advice, though. You have to have something else besides your looks. And if you're going to do looks, then you better just have awesome clothes. Fashion sense, right?
Fashion,
but you still have to blog about it.
Yeah, and even that, it's like, there's not a whole lot of longevity in that. Just because you're not going to be, like, you know, 25 forever, like, with this perfect body. It's like, you have to have, like, whether it be a husband or a family or just a great sense of style that will eventually transition into styling, like, older outfits. But you want to have a sustainable long career.
Yes.
And that goes back to being personal, too.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of like, it's like, you can't just be a really pretty face that posts pretty pictures and not have anybody know anything about you except the fact that you're pretty. Like, it's the it's the realness, it's the like,
relatability
and,
totally.
Yeah.
Talk to me about what life has been like in the influencer world since you've gotten engaged, because that's a whole other world. The influencer world loves babies, and they love engagements and weddings.
Yeah.
So what has that been like?
I mean, I always, like, assumed, like, because you just see it, like, online, like, when somebody gets engaged, like,
People love weddings.
Yeah. Love them.
And I always thought, like, oh, that'll be, like, when it happens, you know, obviously I'm not like, Weston, we need to get engaged so I can get some social media, like, attention. Like, that is not, but, like, it really is. But the thing about it is, I think that people really want to believe in love.
I think so, too. And social media is a positive thing because it's letting people see that there's real love out there, which is great, because the news likes to feature all the bad stuff, but social media can actually feature true love stories.
True love stories. Yep. And I'm actually, like, so grateful that, like, you know, like, I didn't realize that I was filming my own engagement video because I thought I was vlogging a trip.
Okay, you know, so talk to me about that, because you pulled, and Megan was big time in pulling off the surprise.
Yeah.
Just briefly describe your engagement, because it was epic.
I was totally surprised. I mean, we had talked about getting engaged, but I genuinely had no idea. And then, you know, like, we took this trip to New York, and then Megan, like, he had arranged with Megan to, like, fly out, and Megan, you know, with Wit, and his whole family flew out. Like, I was, and she had, like, turned off her location because we follow each other. Like, it was just this whole thing, and, like, oh, my gosh, she was sending me pictures from, like, home of, like, Waffle, like, our dog. It was, like,
he was, yeah,
Megan. She was, like, sending me pictures of Waffle that she had taken, like, earlier.
Oh, wait, you were acting like you weren't there.
Yeah.
Who were you there with?
Weston.
I was there with Weston, yeah.
Okay, you were there. Oh, my gosh, so yeah. Megan, your whole family. Okay,
yeah.
Okay, I got it.
So
y'all were just kind of taking a trip?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, that I had planned. So, like, it wasn't, like, he had planned it.
Right,
it was, like,
right.
But yeah, social media has been, like, crazy, like, in this, like, journey so far, and so helpful. Like, yeah. I have literally, because, like, I have no idea what I'm doing with wedding planning, and I'm just like, hey, any good, like, advice on this?
And she gets, like,
just, like, DM after DM of, like, really helpful stuff, and I'm just, like, thank you, guys. Like, you guys
are helpful.
Yeah, and people love, like, to see a love story, and, like, I'm so happy that, like,
that restores my faith in humanity and
yeah,
the world,
right?
Because
yes,
everybody loves love, and that's, like,
and
so
great to
me. And
wants to know it's real.
Yeah.
Like you said.
Yeah.
Because the world is so sad. If we don't have love to link onto, then what is there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what makes the world beautiful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it's so great.
And another thing that I love that you guys are so good about is, like you said, positive body image.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we've talked about this.
Yeah.
Liz and I have, because I have struggled with, like, who doesn't struggle with bad body image?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But tell me why that is so important to you guys. Because young girls especially are looking up to y'all.
Yeah.
And tell me why it's important to use your platform in that way, because I think that is such a great, because y'all still are stylish and you're great, but you're never, like, you're also encouraging loving yourself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And explain why that means so much to you guys.
Well, I think especially, like, nowadays with all those, like, you know, like, the Facetune apps and, like, Photoshop and just, like, literally being able to make yourself thinner or make your skin look better, like, right on an app. I think that that's really messing with a lot of girls' self-esteem, because they're scrolling through.
Mine included.
Yeah,
me too.
Yeah, they're scrolling through Instagram, and they're like, oh my gosh, this girl, like, her body's perfect, but you
don't
know.
Like, I'll never look like that.
Exactly, and it's like, you can't, it's just unattainable, because it's not even attainable for the people that are posting it, because they're editing
they're smoothing it.
Smoothing
it all out. They're stitching it their way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I think it's important for young women, and just women in general, to know that, and to look in the mirror and learn to love yourself, because that's who's with you all day, every day, for the rest of your life.
How do you learn to love yourself when you look in the mirror? Because I've had to teach myself this.
Yeah.
Because
like, it's daily.
Even sometimes now when I look in the mirror and I'm like, Caroline, you're working with a lot. Like, this is great. You're looking good. But then I'll immediately just be like, oh, God, that area, or that area, you know? And I'm like, why do I do that? But it's how
it's
do
hard.
You teach yourself to love yourself? Because you can have the best buddy in the world. Like, I look at you guys, and I'm like, how could you not have perfect self-image?
But I think that about you, though.
It's just everyone feels this way.
Yeah.
So how do you learn to accept yourself?
That right there, everybody feels this way. Like, and nobody looks at their body and is like, I'm stoked on it.
And nobody is looking at you the way that you're looking
the
at yourself.
The way that you look at yourself.
That is so true. Learning that was so much freedom
like,
for
nobody's,
me.
Like, nobody's, like, looking at you and thinking, like, wow, you know, like, if her thighs were just a little bit smaller, like, she'd be pretty.
She'd be perfect.
Then I'd like her.
Yeah, like, nobody's thinking that. But then also just, like, for me, I really appreciate my body when, I know this sounds weird, but, like, when I get sick or when I, like, have, like, a workout injury or something, I'm like, oh, my gosh. Like, this is the body that is, like, literally, like, healing
itself.
Keeping
me alive.
It's keeping me alive. Like, I can't believe that it's, like, physically doing all of this work for me. And, you know, then it's, like, why am I being so mad about this stuff when it is literally keeping me alive? And there are so many people in this world who do not have the luxury that we all have.
Yeah,
just to be able to walk.
Exactly.
To our heartbeat by itself.
Yeah.
Breathe easily. See.
Yeah.
Hear. I mean, honestly, if you go through it all, that our body is working is amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The second that I, like, start to go down on myself negatively, I try and think about that. I think about, Megan, like, you are perfectly healthy, and, like, you have no reason to complain about, like, a little thing that nobody's going to notice, because there are people out there that would kill to be perfectly healthy. Like, they're sitting in a hospital bed, or they're sitting in their house because they're paralyzed, or, you know, like, we are all so lucky to be healthy. And I think that at the end of the day, that's what we need to remember.
Yeah.
And I think what you girls are so good at practicing, and I try to practice this too, but just appreciating whatever you have. Even if you do have some illnesses or something wrong, but still finding something to be grateful for.
Yeah.
Because there's always something to be grateful for.
Always.
There's always something to be grateful for. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if you can't be grateful for what you have, then you really can't appreciate anything else. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, if I could just get this, then I'd be happy. Well, what if this is your last day of living?
Yeah. You're going to keep chasing that for like as long as you live. If you're like, oh, when I get this, I'll be happy. Oh, when I get this, I'll be happy. You'll just be chasing it forever.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, you're really handed, the universe hands you what, you know, the deck of cards that your life is going to be. And it's the way you handle it in your head, and it's the way you approach it.
And you're right, you were given this, so obviously if God or that bigger force, whatever thing is divine, then he made us this way for a reason. So we need to just start appreciating, like, okay, I'm this way. I have this brain, even though sometimes I think my brain is so bananas. I'm like, how am I even living in this brain? Because it's a psychopath.
I mean, same, yeah.
But it's like, and you have this drive and this heart and this, and these things that you want to do. And that's another thing, like callings.
Yeah.
Tell me about y'all's calling, because y'all's calling has become this brand. It's like so much more than just like music and clothes and interviewing. But like, how do you figure out your calling, and how did you got, how do you make your calling into what you do with your life?
Yeah. I mean, you have to listen to it, like really listen to it. Like,
how do you listen to your heart and your calling?
I mean,
like, what does it feel like? Is it like, when is, how does it, how do you know when it's a yes and when it's a no? Like, do you feel resistance when it's a no? Do you feel like kind of gross when it's a no? Like, do you feel peace when it's a yes? Like, how do you get the answer?
I feel like for me, I think it's like when I get on, like when I was first learning to play guitar and like writing songs, it was like, I couldn't stop. Like, it was almost like an adrenaline.
No,
rush.
You, like, you crave it.
Yeah, you crave
whatever
it.
Is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, eventually I realized, like, the reason that I liked music so much was because my stories, I felt like I was helping other people
with
by telling my
stories
through music. Yeah. And I realized that, like, meeting people in person and hearing that, like, that was the connection that I was chasing all along. Like, it wasn't even necessarily, like, you know, my name up in lights. It was never that. It was always, like, that connection with people.
Like, you want to know that your life mattered and could, what you went through could help someone else with what they're going through. So your hurt and your pain and your experiences were for something.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And that made all of my life experiences make total sense to me. And it was just like this, oh, it was like a come to Jesus moment. Mm-hmm. It was the coolest thing.
Yeah, and, like, you know when something isn't right.
Yeah.
You do, because, like, it just feels bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just feels bad.
You don't enjoy it. You don't look forward to it.
You're uneasy. You're uncomfortable. Like,
yes.
Yeah. I mean, that. I feel like we were that way with certain people sometimes, you know, or certain brands, certain, like, situations.
Yeah.
Like, you just know. You just know when you're like, this doesn't feel right.
You got to listen to that little voice in your head.
Yeah, and we always do. I feel like we've always been really good at that. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's like, we know what's good.
Yeah.
You know, and, like, you just have to be, like, take the time and be whimsical a little bit and just, like, be like, how am I feeling about this? Like, was there something that person said that didn't rub me the right way? Why did it not rub me the right way?
Like, get to the bottom of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, take the time to explore when you hit a negative patch. Mm-hmm. Like, why do I feel weird? Okay,
yeah.
And then search down to the answer.
Yeah. Yeah. And then if that answer is something that you're like, okay, I'm not going to do it.
There's nothing wrong. Yeah, there's nothing wrong
with
saying no.
Yeah.
And being brave enough to believe in yourself to say no to good opportunities. Because it is sometimes really hard to say no to a great opportunity.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
oh,
especially if, like, there's money involved or if you feel like it could get you exposure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if you get that resistance or that feeling, do you feel like, you say no?
I say, yeah, I trust it.
We've said no to a lot of stuff that we thought, you know, like, it could have, same thing, like, it could have, like, it was really cool and it was whatever.
It could have brought us, like, here or here or here.
But we didn't like the person that was doing it, or we didn't get a good feeling. And you just say no, and then you don't miss it.
Yeah.
You know, you don't miss it.
And something, and that opens space for something that does feel right to come in.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because that's another thing people don't realize. If you say yes to something, then you're occupied. Like, yeah. you don't have yeah. that availability anymore.
Yep.
Yeah. Or something that you actually should be doing.
Yeah, I feel like we've never said no to an opportunity that, and we've never looked back and been like, dang, like
we should have said yes.
We've never
done that.
Never done that. It's always, like, we always feel like it's led us to.
If anything, it comes full circle and we're like, wow, we're really glad we didn't do that.
So tell me about music, because you girls, like, music is your heart and soul.
Yeah.
Tell me what's going on with y'all musically right now.
Well, I mean,
tell me about the last album. When did that one get released?
I mean, it was a while ago.
I know, that was almost 2 years
ago. It was almost 2 years ago.
Yeah, so have y'all been writing ever since? Mm-hmm. Or
yeah.
We're always writing. We like to keep that part of our brain, like, active.
Mm-hmm. We put out singles every now and then. And
yeah, and, like, right now we're shooting a music video this weekend.
For which song? Just,
it's called Hand Online, and it's one of those songs that you really, like, you have to listen to the words, because the chorus is the same, but the verses tell two different stories.
But it all
ties together. Yeah.
We'll play it for you.
Yeah. Okay.
So yeah, we're really excited because we kind of took like a halftime, I feel like, mm-hmm. on that, and we're just now tapping back into it.
Halftime on
like just the music part. Yeah. Like, we put out singles and stuff, but I feel like now we're like, all right, we're gonna kick it back into.
So now you're like, okay, 2 years have gone by since we put out an album.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We're craving it. The craving's coming
yes.
back.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Like, and you're like, feeling the urge to do it.
And like, we do this thing, like, when we're, like, practicing mm-hmm. or whatever, like, sometimes we'll be, like, singing together, and, like, we, like, look at each other when we're done, and we're like, oh, my God, like, we felt that. And, like, that doesn't, and we feel like we haven't had that in a while, but I feel like we've been having it more recently. Mm-hmm. And that's what's, like, we don't pressure ourselves, you know, to be, like, we gotta put out this, we gotta put out that. Like, we wait until we crave it again, and we're craving it again.
Because that's when the magic happens.
And that's when the magic happens.
Because that's when inspiration is ready to be received. That's when the inspiration is...
Yeah.
You girls are really good at listening to your heart. Is that scary, just operating from your heart? Or are you so used to it now that, like...
Yeah, I feel like we're so used to it.
I feel like it hasn't led us wrong. And I feel like our mom really taught us to, like, always do that. Mm-hmm. And so, like, it's
and you also
we've always
the
done.
Cutest person on earth. She actually came shopping with us at Lincoln.
She did.
Here in Green Hills.
She did.
So, what did she teach you? How did she instill that in you?
I feel like it was something she must have done since we were, like, babies, because there was never, like, a... It was always just, like, an automatic thing.
Yeah, there was never another option but to do that. Like,
so,
literally.
So, she... If something bad would happen, what would your mom's response be?
She'd be like... She would be like, you know, everything happens for a reason.
Yeah.
You just need to trust that that didn't work out for a reason, and whatever's going to happen is going to happen.
What
and
a great person to grow up with as the voice in your head.
Yeah. Yeah. And she never like, forced us to do anything. Like, mm-hmm. I think that's, like, why we follow exactly what we want and what we feel, because she never told us to do anything. She never told us how to dress. She never told us how to, like, choose to spend our time. She never forced us to do anything. Mm-hmm. So it was very all up to us, our whole...
So, like, our
childhood.
Hearts, like, led us everywhere throughout our childhood, middle school, high school.
Yeah. And so we, like...
You got used to trusting that at a young age.
Yeah.
How do you girls work together? Like, what is y'all's vibe together? How do y'all flow? Like, what is the personality difference and similarities?
Oh, I mean...
At the end of the day, we're always on the same page.
Oh, yeah.
But, I don't know, she's definitely more like the social butterfly. Like, I take a while to open up to people, and I don't know why, because I wasn't like that my whole life. I think something along the way kind of made me hesitant.
Like, you had a roadblock. It kind of scarred you, and, like, maybe you haven't realized it.
Yeah.
What it was, but
I'll probably wake up one day and be like, oh.
That was it. Oh, you'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm definitely more like, I feel like I know everybody, and there's, like, certain things that, like, come, I'll be like, hey, like, so-and-so said they wanted to do this, like, what do you think? And then you'll be like, okay, well, let's, like, look into it, and, like, let's see how we can maximize it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, like, take the time to kind of, like, make it more of, like, a thing, where I'm just like, let's just do it all the time, let's just, like, everything.
But that's, like, part of, like, your whimsical, like, joy that makes you such, like, a special little human, is, like, you don't even need to think about that. You're just like, yes, world.
Yeah.
Like, and it's great.
Yes.
But then also, like, she's so much better with money, and, like, literally today, like, I just, like, there was just, like, this stupid thing that, like, I can't do anything with detail or money or emails or, like, uploading things.
And she,
like,
just folded.
I just
collapsed.
Yeah.
I can't do it. Like, the technical, like, nitty-gritty stuff is just so stressful to me. And so she does all of that.
We have our roles in our...
Yeah. And I'm like, while you upload that video, I'll clean the kitchen.
Yeah.
So that works out.
Yeah.
You know.
So y'all just have to make it work, and it's just a natural flow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How lucky is that?
It's really lucky.
I have to ask you guys. Oh, well, actually, I was going to ask you guys a few questions on my phone, but I haven't. So I know these. I want to kind of like get to a little of heart questions because y'all are so heart oriented.
Yeah.
What does the world need now?
Oh, I want this to be a good answer.
I know. I feel like it needs unity.
Totally.
I know that that's like. That's the most impossible thing right now, but just with like, no matter which political view you have, no matter what you view, like I feel like the separation is just what makes everything so much worse.
Totally. Yeah, people are so busy like fighting their, you know, political. People are so busy fighting their political views on Facebook that they're forgetting the fact that like so many kids died.
Yes.
Over like the Florida shooting, and it's like it's taking all the sensitivity out of it. I feel like we need to like be more sensitive and like remember.
Yeah, it's like there are people that like no matter what, like if you like strip people down to like just people, it's like they're still a human being who has hard days and like really like real emotions, and it's just like you need each other more than you know.
Yeah.
And
well, it's also like we teach our children to not yell at each other, not hit each other, to treat each other with respect. But then as adults, we don't even respect each other.
No.
We just start yelling at each other and drawing huge barriers between each other.
Yeah.
When how can we, why can't we just meet in the middle and have real conversations? I mean, here we are trying to get political. Okay, anyway, but I agree. The world needs unity.
Yeah.
Okay, what does love mean to y'all?
Ooh.
I feel like it means support. Like that was like the first thing that like kind of came to mind. Just like having somebody be there for you and support you, like, and through like your crazy like times, just like really be there for you, like, and like mean it, you know, like that's like what love is for me. And like
showing up.
It's showing up. Yeah. And like doing the things that you don't want to do for yourself, you know, like sometimes like, you know, you don't want to do it, but like somebody who loves you will always do whatever that is for you, whether it be like literally a physical thing, like, oh, I don't want to like take the trash out, but like, you know, just like stuff like, or just like, I don't want to love myself today. Like somebody else like shows up and does that for you.
I love that.
That's what
I think mine's similar in a way, but I think it's acceptance, because there's like, once you find like the right person, and obviously like your mom and like your family, they all accept you and know you and love you anyway for anything that you do, everything that you are. And I think that that's like, that is the meaning of love to me, is just loving and enjoying this person for everything that they are.
And not trying to change someone
exactly
to be like you or because you think it needs to be like this, but accepting the full thing.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. I feel like if we could accept each other and just like, everyone I love, I know the parts of their personality that drive me crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I'm very aware of what drives me crazy about people. But then I'm also very aware about what I probably do to drive other people crazy.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
So it's like, instead of focusing on that, like, the 25% that drives us nuts, let's focus on the 75% that's awesome.
Yeah, that drew you to them. And
Yeah. I totally agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what do you think darkness is? I know. What is darkness in this
anxiety.
World?
Anxiety. I think a lot of darkness comes from yourself, honestly. Like,
it's all yourself.
Yeah, because
what do you mean yourself?
I feel like a lot of it for me is, you know, being scared that you're basically telling yourself that you're not good enough, or telling yourself that
self-worth.
Yeah, exactly. It's a lot of it, I feel like, comes from your head. Like,
totally.
Your head can be a very dark place, but it can also be a very happy place.
Yeah. It's definitely, like, you telling yourself, like, that you're not worthy of this, you're not worthy of good things, you're not worthy, like, of whatever. Like, that can get so dark so quick, and then that just leads to darkness everywhere else.
Yeah.
Like, it really does.
It makes it harder to find the joy in things that actually are joyful, because you're so distracted by the darkness.
It turns you, like, dark, so people don't love you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people don't want to support you because they're like, she doesn't even support herself.
Yeah.
Like, some people can have tons of proof to back it up that their head, that what they're thinking in their head is right. Like, they can be like, well, my parents told me this growing up that I was unworthy, or I had a teacher who said I'd never amount to anything, or, you know, I look weird in my mind or something. And so they have all this proof that they can back up and validate their darkness. And so then they consider it fact. But really, that's still just your head.
It is.
Yeah. It's not fact because no one can tell you your worth but yourself. And you're already worthy because we're here.
Exactly.
So that's really all the proof we need that we're worthy. But it took me a long time to realize that.
Yeah, that's daily.
It's still daily. Yeah. I know that now, but I still forget it.
Yeah. That's a really good concept, though, that like some people think things in their heads are facts.
Because they have proof. Because people who they have put in an authority figure have told them things.
It's like you have to retrain your brain.
You have to rewire yourself.
Yeah.
And it takes a lot of work. And I think that's what some people don't realize. Like, even like for us three, like we work really hard on being happy and positive.
Yeah.
But it's like people are like, oh, you're just so happy and like life is so great for you. But it's like, oh my gosh, do you even know how many books I have to read to get this way? How many like self-help things I'm it's a daily practice.
Yeah.
It is.
And it's a choice every single day. Like for me, and once you start choosing it, don't you feel like it gets to become more
it comes a habit.
Habit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But you have to, in the beginning, I remember when I was changing, because I didn't always used to be positive at all.
Yeah.
When I was changing it, I had to just make that choice every day.
Yeah.
And it's tiring.
Yeah.
But it's so worth it.
It's so worth it.
Yeah.
Okay. So, my last thing I want to ask, what is, I think I might have asked you all this before, but what is your favorite thing about Megan, and what is your favorite thing about Liz?
Oh, I wonder, I forgot what I said last time.
I know, I know.
I can do different ones.
I mean, my favorite thing about you.
Ooh. It's so hard to think of just like one.
I'll think of something that's like, I know I didn't say this last time because it's been highlighted in the wedding planning. So you,
like
this
a
is
factual
kind of,
thing.
It's kind of weird, but like, I'm so grateful for it. Is she pushes me to like, I don't even know what the right word is, but like, to like be better for myself. Like, even when it comes to like, you know, like, I'm just so, like, I don't care. Like, I'm like, whatever. Like, I can cheap out on stuff. Like, I don't care. But Megan's like, no, you need to invest in yourself a little bit. You need to know that, like, when you look back on the wedding day or, like, whenever this time, like, you're not going to be happy with this because you were just, like, not caring and you're just, like, trying to take the easy way out. She's like, you need to invest in yourself on whether it be, like, a little bit more money in the photographer or like stuff like that, but you do this for me like in my life too.
Yeah,
you know, you're like no, you can do better than that.
You don't let her change yourself.
I don't.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't.
You're like,
that's
you're better.
Awesome.
I don't know why you do that.
I always do. Yeah.
No.
Always.
Sad.
Probably because like I'm sort of in that same way. Like I hate like the details part of thing and like electronics and like figuring out how to upload stuff and like stuff that takes a lot of time and it feels like it's work.
Yeah.
I'm usually like, oh God, how can I not do that work?
Yeah, like really though.
But then you're right because you're like, but it's going to pay off.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're going to be so happy you did it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's true.
Yeah.
Okay, Megan, you're up.
Okay, I think mine is just that like, I don't know, it kind of goes back to like the acceptance thing because like, I feel like on a daily basis, I'm like, here, 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 here.
Like all over the place?
Yeah, I'm just like all over the place with like my emotions or how I feel about things. And like, she's like always there no matter what crazy thought pops in my head. I don't hesitate to say it out loud and be like, so like, this isn't like a thing, right? And she's always like, no, like it's totally. And she never like dings me. She's never like, Megan, can you stop talking about that? She'll talk me through it. She'll walk me through it. And I'll be like, okay, I'll leave feeling like way better than I was in my head.
Takes the time to go through it all with you. Doesn't just like discount your feelings.
Yeah. She like takes the time to understand like why I'm feeling them and she'll talk
and work
them
you
through
it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Talk me down.
Talk me down. That's what we say. We always go, talk me down.
We always say that. Talk me down.
I'm in love with y'all. How incredible is y'all's sweet, sweet sisterhood?
Yeah. It's pretty great.
What a blessing. It makes me want to cry. And y'all are easing your way into separating because Liz had to go off and get engaged and married, so now y'all can't live together. But luckily, Megan halftime lives in Memphis.
Yes.
So y'all are learning
to
live apart.
Yeah.
It's gradually.
It's been a thing.
It is.
I think it's just now feeling good to me. Like, yeah. You know what I mean?
Like,
I feel like
a week on, a week off, right?
Yeah. I feel like now it's like I'm not so scared of you leaving. It's almost like, okay, like now when you go, it's like I know.
You know what to expect.
I know what to expect. I know my own routines now. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not totally dependent on her routines to like structure my routines.
See, you're learning faster than me because my poor boyfriend, he comes home and he's like, you're not mad at me. You're mad that Liz isn't here. And I'm like, you're right.
Not your fault, but oh my god, I have to take it out on
you. Yeah.
I mean, I feel it, but like even so, like we FaceTime, text, call
all day, every day,
every day, no matter what. Even if we're together, I swear we're like texting.
Yeah. About,
like it's like
all I'm in love with y'all. Okay, so I wrap up. Leave your light. So just leave some inspiration, some positivity you want to shed on the world. Maybe like what you would want to tell young girls or young influencers. Just like leave some inspiration. Okay. Anything you want. It doesn't have to be anything. It can be anything. Anything is inspiring.
I'd say no matter what you're going through in your life right now, whether it be good, bad, best day of your life, worst day of your life, I think it's important for everybody to embrace the fact that nothing is forever. So if you're having the worst day of your life, it won't be the worst day of your life forever. But if you're having the best day of your life, don't let that get to your head.
Yeah.
I love that.
Let that keep you, like, enjoy it for everything that it's worth and know they'll come again, but don't let it go to your head.
And don't get stuck there and think.
Yeah.
Then, because you self-sabotage.
Yeah.
You're so worried about losing
it. Yep.
No, it's going to pass.
Yes.
It's all going to pass.
Yes.
But more stuff is going to come.
Yes.
I love that.
Yeah.
Follow that.
Rush the mic. Make it for the win.
Oh, I think I'm going to do a love-themed one.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're going to go dirty.
All that, a lot of people, like, keep asking me, like, how did you know? Like, that's, like, the number one question that people are, like, literally, like, I did a question and answer, and they're, like, how did you know he was the one? Like, how did you know? How did you know?
How do you know?
That's
a great question.
Yeah, and so I guess, like, my advice is, like, how you know is like, you have to, again, you have to listen to your, to where you are.
Mm-hmm.
You can't, like, think that, oh, like, I'm this age now, so it's time to get married.
Out of pressure or fear.
Yeah.
Anything fear-based.
Yeah, you can't do that. And the right person will, like, the kind of love that you feel, it won't make you question if there's anything else. I feel like with all of my other, like, relationships before this one, I would always be like, this is great. Because you can have something great. But if you're still questioning, like, this is great, but, like, wow, I wonder if I'd be better with somebody else.
Totally.
But not to get that confused with anxiety, because anxiety can draw up those questions, too.
But, I mean, if you're really, like, for months at a time being, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like there's somebody better for me.
Yeah.
Like, you're probably right.
But then you're like, oh, there's probably not, and I don't want to.
Exactly.
I don't want to lose this, so I'm just going to settle.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't want to get there.
You don't want to do
that. Don't do that.
Because as someone that is married, if you are not totally, like, best friends and, like, in it to win it, marriage throws all sorts of stuff at you that have nothing to do with how much you love each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you got to have that foundation. I totally agree.
Yeah. So definitely, like, make sure that you're not questioning other things, and you know, like, with the person that you love, like, it will be the one, and you will know when it's the one.
Yeah.
Like, you really will know. Like, when they say, you know, it's like, you really do. That's a real thing.
It's kind of, don't you feel like it's sort of just, like, almost like a peace thing, too?
Yeah.
Like, you just sort of are yourself. I read something that said, like, someone who is not your soulmate will make you feel, like, all sorts of things, like, up and down, and emotions and passion and crazy stuff, but, like, when you're with your one, you feel all this passion, but it's with peace behind it.
Yeah.
It's not tumultuous.
Like,
yes. Like, you can be yourself.
Comfortable. Yeah.
You don't have to put on an air.
Yeah.
I love that question. I'm so glad that you addressed that, because you should never get married because you feel like you're old, because you feel like no one's going to love you.
Yeah.
For any reason other than this person lets you be you.
Yeah.
And I totally agree.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, you genuinely feel like there's, like, no one else that you would rather be with.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're not even thinking about it. You're not like, maybe, like, oh, that person I used to date. Like, no. Like, you just have to have no questions.
Yeah.
Like, it's just.
Yeah, you're like, if freaking Leonardo DiCaprio came up and said, you're the one, you're going to be like, dude, sorry, I'm
a
new person.
I already got one. Yeah.
Yeah, it has to be that strong.
Yes, it really does.
But, I mean, Leo would be a hard sell to turn down.
I love your films, but I mean, I love them. I love you too, but I can't.
Love you in Titanic, but yeah, just, yeah.
Could we act out that one scene on the end of the boat though? Like, you know, just with the arms out. Jack, just I'm a bird. I'm flying. Can we just do that?
Yeah. And that's all you're gonna get. Thanks.
Thanks.
Bye.
Thanks, Leo. Megan and Liz, I love y'all so much. Thank you for joining me again on my influencer series. Y'all are the best. New music coming soon.
Very soon. Yes. Yeah.
New music coming soon. We have a wedding coming soon.
Yay.
So exciting. Love you, girls.
Love y'all.
Love y'all. Thank you all so much for tuning in. How awesome was that interview? I love Megan and Liz. They are just the best. They had so much awesome stuff to say. So I love them for coming back, you guys. And we have more influencer series coming up at you next week. We'll see you then.